Council Planning Committee meeting on Monday the 17th of February at 6pm. I received apologies for absence from Councillor Joe Woodley and Councillor Brian Bailey. I haven't heard from Fred, but... Or Mike Rosser? Nobody? Not their apologies? Okay. Now move to the public speaking section, where we'll take representatives, will be taken ahead of a discussion by councillors on each application that they wish to speak on. And as you're aware, members of the public can speak for up to 3 minutes on that particular application. And I'd be grateful, I think actually, speaking against the application, so I do know. We have one person wishing to speak this evening, which is Pat Malpass, who wishes to speak against the planning application 19, B2818 Bull, 10 Fairfield Close, construction detached two-storey dwelling, amended proposal to reduce height of the proposed dwelling. Have I members' agreement that we take this as the first item this evening, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Lovely. I'll ask Pat Malpass to address the committee again, Mrs. Malpass.
I'm Pat Malpass. I live at number 8 Fairfield Close and have been a resident of the Close for over 40 years. I'm objecting to the planning application at number 10 on behalf of 12 members of our resident association. I spoke to you at the January planning meeting, and since then, revised plans have been submitted for a single-storey dwelling at number 10. The points we previously objected to remain unchanged. First of all, the contemporary building with modern materials is incongruous in the Close with its historic brick houses. Secondly, the revised plan does not reduce the footprint of the building and produces a cramped development. Thirdly, the abundant wildlife, including hedgehogs and bats, may be harmed by the new development, especially during the building. And fourthly, the narrow private road would not accommodate extra traffic, particularly during construction. For these reasons, once again, we strongly object to the proposal and hope that the Town Council will refuse it.
Thank you. Members, this is planning application 19, 28184, 10 Fairfield Close, construction of detached two-storey dwelling, but this is an amended proposal to reduce the height of the proposed dwelling. I would ask members to be mindful of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB1 and EB2, which asks us to consider the heritage assets of the area, and also that we should be mindful of the character of the surrounding area in respect of this new development. And I would also ask Ros if she could precede the Town Council's original response, and then we have the representations, and also we have the report from East End District Council Tree Department. Thank you, Ros.
We discussed this on the 20th of January, and we objected that the proposal was considered to conflict with East Devon Local Plan Policy D1 and Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policies EB1 and 2, which states that development should conserve Exmouth heritage assets and be mindful of surrounding building styles, as exemplified in the Avenue's design statement. The proposed plot was considered to be too small for a dwelling, and the scale and matting would be harmful to the character of the historic Close. Concern was also raised over the construction traffic accessing the site on a narrow, unadopted road, and the potential harm to the residents in the Close. East Devon District Council Trees have commented that they're concerned about the lack of an impact survey. A tree protection plan and a method statement for the trees in the neighbouring garden, and they're concerned that the impact and pressure would be to prune or prematurely remove some of these trees, and they've requested further information. We've had 5 representations in respect of these amended plans. The amended plans to reduce the height of the proposed new dwelling to a single storey does not mitigate previous concerns raised. The footprint is still large in relation to the size of the plot and does not comply with Strategy 6 or Policy D1 of the local plan. The modern design and materials are out of keeping with the street scene, and concerns raised in relation to water pipes and safeway have not been addressed. They continue to object to the removal of part of the privet hedge, which forms part of a communal turning circle. One property on the coast has been subdivided, but the alterations were done internally. Other properties built at the end of back gardens are only viewable and accessible from Fairfield Road. Concern about extra traffic generated from an Airbnb, especially during construction phase, and the loss of wildlife habitat. And there were 17 representations in respect of the original application and 1 letter of support. Thank you.
Before we move to discuss this application, I need to declare an interest because I know the resident of number 3 Fairfield Close extremely well. Is there any other declarations of interest on this particular application before I move on? Councillor Fred Cahill?
I know the applicant.
At number 3, that's right. And okay, and Councillor Humphreys.
Okay, Councillor Humphreys,
do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, Madam Chair, this constantly keeps coming back to Town Council and we are objecting all the time. As what's been stated, there's no need for me to repeat, but I'll be voting against this application.
Thank you. Councillor Mike
Wilson? Yes, I would second that. I mean, the building's a lot smaller, but there's still concerns about access remaining.
Anybody else wish to speak on this application? Councillor Nicholas?
I agree with what has been said and what we've previously agreed. It does look out of place. It hasn't improved much with putting it down to 1 storey, and you're suddenly trying to squeeze another building in where they were only meant to be, the ones that are on the coast. It isn't like a long road and you've got the gaps.
Thank you. I've seen 5 members' comments that they wish to continue with the objection as based on the Town Council meeting of the 20th of January 20, which was that it conflicted with the East Devon Local Plan Policy D1 and the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB1 and EB2, and also obviously our concern at East Devon District Council Tree Officer. I think that covers all the points, no new points, I don't think. So it's proposed and seconded refusal on similar grounds to the previous meeting. All those in favour? Any against? Right, thank you, that's refused. Thank you. You can leave if you wish. So I move on. The minutes of the meeting held on the 3rd of February 2020 have been circulated. Is it your wish to assign as a true record of the last meeting? Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. I will draw members' attention to the fact that the first application this evening under delegated powers, 20-0147-3 application, is in fact Councillor Jeff Trail, Devon County Councillor Jeff Trail. So anybody who obviously is a fellow councillor, we need all to declare an interest. And any others, those that wish to declare an interest, you need to.
Is this for Jeff's
one? For Jeff Trail, Councillor yeah. Jeff Trail, because I think he's known to all of us. I think probably we need Chetna just to allow us to have a dispensation to continue.
Madam Chair, I need to 20 Crabbe
Avenue. 20 Crabbe Avenue. You got that one?
20 Crabbe Avenue.
Any others? If anybody's got any others, I'll just wait for Chetna. Majority of the committee are known to Councillor Jeff Trail, and therefore we feel we should have dispensation to continue with this discussion.
Okay, so on the grounds that you wouldn't be able to carry out this business,
we can award dispensation for this particular matter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we've got no items of business, so we go to firstly determine applications under delegated powers. The first application is Lexington, application 20 of the 01473 application, 34 Port Merclose, T1 Sycamore, prune three branches. And we have a photograph. We have received a tree officer's report, which I'll ask Ron to summarise for you.
Yep, this young established sycamore is located on the boundary edge of woodland. The proposed works are minimal and involve pruning two branches back to the boundary and one being removed completely. The proposed works would not be detrimental to the health or amenity of the tree. The recommendation is for approval.
Thank you. Councillor Craig Cahill?
I agree with the tree officer's report.
Thank you. Councillor Cherry Nicholas?
Yeah, we'll go with the tree officer.
Thank you. Councillor Andrew Coleman?
I agree with this.
Thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to Town Ward, application 19, 2627 advertising. Exmouth Town Football Club, King George V Ground, Southern Road. Retention of six fascia signs. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Tim Dunfer.
Yeah, I'm not particularly taken with the beauty, shall we say, of those particular signs, but knowing football grounds as I do and advertising as happens, I'm not suddenly going to turn it down. I don't know whether there's been that's obviously a retrospective application, and I think those signs have been there a while. Am I correct?
They've been there a fair while, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm moving here. Yeah. I will reluctantly move to the floor.
We haven't had any comment from highways at all, have we?
No, I did check. I know that we haven't.
Because I know there has been some concern by some people that when they go, they could be distracted going around the bend. It's good in a way. I have had a couple of people that are concerned. Marine Way. I mean, I was only going to, I personally probably would suggest if we could make it subject to any comment from highways.
We could defer it, maybe.
We could defer it to the next meeting, just, I think. Can't be 4th of March. When's the next meeting? 4th of March, I suppose. I mean, that might be my proposal to see if we do get any information from highways. I'm just concerned that there are so many on the bend. But Councillor Humphreys first.
Yeah, I'm all for advertising of football pitches, but I would suggest that the advertisements be advertising within the pitch and not on the main roadside, because it's distracting the people that are driving with the traffic. So as you go to any football stadium in rugby, the advertisements are facing inwards.
Thank you. Councillor Toy?
Yes, you get many signs along there, albeit on a temporary basis, sometimes much larger. So I think this, in that respect, this is reasonably acceptable in terms of size. Just a bit permanent. The other ones are sort of permanent, then they change, and they keep changing them, the local societies. So I think it's acceptable as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. Councillor Fred Cagle.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I mean, I concur with Councillor Humphreys, but I also concur with Councillor Toy, because lots of people put up signs on the railway fencing. Football club, put up signs on their fencing. So, excuse the pun, but let's have a level playing field. If we're going to get rid of the town council fence,
town football club
fence, let's not have them on the railway fence, and then everybody's happy.
Councillor Mike
Rosser. Yes, I think I agree with that. It reminds me a bit of traveling to towns in America with the billboards. I don't want to go in that direction. Within the football ground, right, but not on the road side as you're coming to Exmouth.
Well, should we see if we get any comment from Highways and bring it back to the... I think that probably is a date that is, without looking. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Must be around the second or third, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I make an additional suggestion?
Yeah.
That if when you... presumably you'll go back to Highways, will you, Ross?
Well, I noticed that Highways weren't part of the consultee list.
Yeah.
And they should have responded within 21 days, and they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
However, we could prompt, perhaps, a response from them.
The suggestion I was going to make was that we prompt them positively. We say, look, this is, we think, impacting the highway, and we would like you to make a comment on that basis.
Yeah. Try and get a response from them. That's fine.
The members happy with that, and we'll defer to the next meeting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favour? And against? Thank you. Now move on to consider the planning application for consultation. Firstly, Brixington. Application 20, the 0209 full, 10 Elwood Road. Demolition of garage and construction dwelling. I will ask members to be mindful of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, which asks us to be mindful of the surrounding area, the character of the area. We've received two representations, which I'll just ask Ron's to summarise for you.
One letter is still waiting to be scanned, but there's a concern raised about getting in and out of the driveway, which can be dangerous at times due to overflowing traffic from the church car park. As a self-build, they would like to see the times and days should be specified when work can be carried out between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Saturday. And they also question why a house in a road that has bungalow. Thank you.
That come to our EB2. Councillor Nicholas?
Yes, I went up and had another look today because previously my opinion was there wasn't enough room to put a house. Not, yes, you have, it looks quite big there, but when you block off the land on the left hand side and you've got a high fence there, I presume part of the fence will come down. And I just think, well, you're going to take the garage down, they're going to build, keep the, as far as I can make out, they're going to make the garage that is with the other, is the other. Because it slopes downwards, I think all they've done is shift it down the hill a bit to try and hide the height of it.
Mm.
But you're still going to end up with a three bedroom house where the street is just bungalows.
So what you're saying is it would be against the EB2 of our policy that it would be, it isn't mindful to the surrounding area, it's out of keeping with the surrounding area. Okay, thank you. Councillor Coleman?
Yeah, I had a phone call from a local resident of the area, so I strongly objected to it, but I can understand his objection. He basically says it's a two-storey house planned where there's a row of bungalows, and it's pretty extra parking among them. His wife has already had this disabled difficulty of accessing along there. There's some cars sort of parked along there. So I, to be honest, I back what the constituent just said. Said it should be turned down. It's out of fundamentally, it's out of character to need to keep rid of green space.
Thank you. Councillor Fraser.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I'm a bit confused because on the paperwork here it says demolition of garage construction of dwelling, and in the design and access statement it talks about demolishing two garages. So is it one or is it two?
The second garage is tucked around behind
you. No, there is a garage, a separate garage, and there's a garage attached to the property. So it talks about demolishing two.
Let's just check the plan
now.
Yeah, it says the proposal to remove both garages and build attached three bedroom house in one place.
Just going to check the plan.
I'll try and explain it. It's can I have the existing? If you can hold this in your head, this is the existing bungalow. And you can see the side to the side there. the extension. The first section is, I think, a bedroom, the flat roof area, that bit there. And then next to it, where Molly's hovering, is a garage. What they are proposing to do is to convert the bedroom into a garage, and then the garage, the existing garage, will form, that will be demolished, and then that will form part of the new proposed dwelling, which Molly, if you could just show there, I don't know if you can see that. If you're looking at the street scene there, it does look like a bungalow from the street scene, but if you look on the rear elevation there where Molly's hovering, you can see it's actually two-storey because of the way the land slopes away.
So from a height point of view, it's similar to the bungalows because it's sloping.
Yes, because, it's where you can see that garage in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, it does appear single-storey, doesn't it, until you go to the rear elevation. And you can see how the land slopes away there at the back.
I'm just reading what's on the sign access there. It says to remove both garages. So what it should actually say is...
Now there is... Yes, I understand. Sorry, Fred, now. And then as Molly's hovering there, this bit here, that is another garage as well that isn't shown in that drawing. So it's the removal of two garages. So the garage attached to the dwelling and that one on the boundary there. So that's probably what they're referring to.
Right. And then it says the utility in bedroom 3 of the bungalow will be converted into a garage.
Yeah. Ron was explaining.
Yeah. I hope that's clear.
So we're getting rid of two garages, converting the bedroom into a garage, which would be the link between the bungalow and the house. But it's against the policy of...
Councillor Nicholas and Councillor Coleman have said they want to refuse on the basis that they feel it is against the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2 because they feel it is not mindful of the surrounding area. And obviously, I don't know the area, but I mean, I don't know whether there are houses adjoining. I don't know whether that would come into it from.
It's a public footpath that goes down over, and there's some grass. You see,
so
even though
it's sloping,
on the left-hand side.
It's what Ron's is saying is because of sloping ground, it will in fact look like a bungalow from the front side, but not the back. But it still would be out of keeping with the surrounding area, even if we take that account.
I mean, if I could continue, I think some of the bungalows up there have been extended and changed. So. In the sense of it being out of keeping, I'm not sure that we could actually say that it would be because some of them have actually had modifications done.
Yeah, but single dwellings then.
They're still single dwellings, yes.
This is an adjoining
house to a bungalow, and I don't think that it is in keeping.
Okay. So proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis it's against the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2. All those in favour? Against, abstentions, thank you. Now we're to Holden Wall, application 20, the 0176 full, 71 Elmfield Crescent, rear and side extension and raised patio. South West Water given advice on asset protection, which is their normal advice. There's no representations, and again, the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2, that we are mindful of the surrounding area, is what we should consider with this application. Councillor Brian Toy.
The real extension is basically making the conservatory into a more substantial building, so that's not going to be a great problem. The garage is going to be removed, and there's going to be a small extension to the side, which slightly increases the side of the kitchen dining area. It's not a great problem. I can't see if there's any great problem at all. I'd recommend approval.
That's wrong.
I can say I'm happy to see.
Wrong.
Got the wrong plan?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay. I certainly looked at it and I've got no problem with it. I mean, there's quite a lot there in Phil Crescent. It's had quite substantial alterations to them. I mean, a lot bigger than this. So I've got no problem with this, so I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 20 of the 0169 full, 128 Pam Lane. Construction of two-storey rear extension and front dormer windows. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Toy.
Yes, I'm not bothered about the extent of the back and because the conversion is to do yet another block conversion. The only thing is that the two dormers are proposed and I think it's definitely taking somewhat of a more severe view about dormers. The only thing is that, what I would say, is that the building is actually set back a little bit from the average line of development along that part of the road, so to my mind, they're not obtrusive at all.
No,
so
and also, actually, because they are at the front door windows, and
but
the
it's set back along the...
Yeah, but obviously, because you've got the road as well, it's more than 20 metres anyway from the nearest...
Oh, no, that's
so far more than that. So I actually thought the ones that we have had problems with is ones that have been very much nearer the front, as you're suggesting recently. We've had quite a few.
Well, there was a question about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just a matter of some planning officers' interpretation of the neighbourhood plans.
I know, we've had two or three, haven't we, recently? But I'm happy to second approval. Any other comments at all? So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. You can leave it to this thing.
Thank you.
Okay. Next application is 20, the 0227 full, 30 Maristoke Avenue. Single storey rear extension and external cladding and render. Again, you have to be mindful of the surrounding area, as in the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2. There are two representations concerned that changing the cladding from white to black would spoil the look of the houses along that section. I have to say, personally, I agree with that comment, but Councillor Toy?
Well, I mean, colour is in the outside appearance is in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? I've seen buildings painted in lurid colour, and there's nothing we can do about it, so I just wonder about the cladding. Basically, no internal alterations anyway, so it's not affecting the outside profile of the house whatsoever. It's just the, I think they're proposing black cladding and black windows as well. Mm-hmm. And the cladding, as it's a semi-detached house, the cladding won't match the cladding next door whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So I think they've just got a query about the cladding, really.
Yeah, I mean, in principle, I haven't got a problem with a single-storey rear extension, but I have got a problem with the external cladding, because it is, I personally feel, totally out of keeping with the rest of the section of Maristoke Avenue, that there is nothing similar in that area. So, on that basis, I would actually propose refusal, because I can't agree with it, but I'd say refusal, but that I would be, in principle, happy with a single-storey rear extension if the cladding was changed. But
what retain it's white cladding,
retain
it, I mean, in terms of colouring, on the opposite side of the road, they've got terraced houses, all of different colours, all admittedly pastel colours, but different colours. But of course, they're completely different buildings to the ones on the more modern ones on this side.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't got a problem if somebody wants to second, don't second me, I'm not. Yeah, I'm just proposing refusal. If there's no one to second my refusal, then I'm... Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I'm just looking at, the house itself on Maristoe Avenue. It's actually at the back of the property, so I'm not sure that it's going to impact on too many people.
No, cladding's at the front.
Well, it says here single-storey rear extension external cladding.
The cladding's on the front.
Didn't say
it, I'm sorry. No, I think unless I'm reading the plan wrong.
Single storey rear extension and external cladding render. Yeah, external cladding render to the rear, it's
a external cladding on the front.
Yeah, that's how I read it, Brian, yeah.
The cladding is to the front.
Brian's just given that.
we've talked to the owners.
Okay, no, no, that's fine, you know, but I misheard that, sorry. I was just reading this.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
The external planning at the rear extension, you know, so.
Is it possible to make a conditional approval?
Well, I think I'd have to refuse because I don't agree with the cladding, so I think probably we've got to refuse, but say in principle we're happy, unless you're happy, Ron, that we make a split decision and say that we're happy with the planning application, providing the cladding is
split decision, really.
Yeah, we'll do the split decision.
Yeah, split decision.
Okay. So we'll say that we propose that we have no objection to a single story rear extension. But we're objecting to the black cladding. Councillor Humphries, did you want to comment?
No, that's fine. No.
So proposed and seconded on that basis. All those in favour? Those against? Abstentions? Thank you. Next application is 20/02/18 full, 14 Markham Close. Construction of single storey front extension and new roof above garage. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, we will be looking at the excellent neighbourhood plan, EB2, that we are mindful to the surrounding area. Councillor Toy.
This is a fairly modest change. It mainly is the garage that can be converted into a living room. So that really does not make much difference to the street scene whatsoever. So I'm quite happy to approve it.
And I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Okay. Next application is 20/02/04 full, 17 Hill Drive. Construction side rear extension to facilitate loft conversion and raised terrace to rear. This is a revised scheme to 19/02/83 full. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, we will be looking at the extra plane of the plan, EB2. We did actually approve 19/02/83 full. Councillor Toy.
Yes, the previous application was reviewed on overlooking grounds, and the architects have altered things to slightly address those problems, but I still think there's an overlooking problem to the rear. If you could show up the site map. You see, you go around to that one that's behind it, and they're directly overlooking their garden. That which is number, what is it, number 15, 13. It's at a much lower level too, so that the one we're talking about looks downwards on it. I know that a raised terrace is to see, get a nice view of the estuary, but I think there's still a question of about overlooking with that little raised terrace.
Okay.
So I would not be happy with it as it stands.
Okay. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now we're to Littleham Ward. Thursday. Application 20/01/97 outline, 20 Cranford Avenue. Construction dwelling, outline application seeking approval for access with matters of appearance, layout, scale and landscaping reserve. No comments from statutory consultees, no representations. We'd be probably looking at the Exworth Neighbourhood Plan EB2, but obviously this is an outline application and we don't know exactly what at this stage is going to be built. Councillor Humphries.
I'm happy for the access to be put in place, but you know we've got to wait for full planning for when it comes through.
Yeah,
so.
Councillor Wilson.
I think it can't be approved. This would make a mockery of the avenue's design statement. It virtually fills that whole of that garden for the existing dwelling. How much weight the avenue's design statement has, I don't know. It seems to carry a lot of weight, but. As it stands, I would propose refusal.
Okay. Is there anybody who wishes to second the original proposal from John Humphries?
Manager, may I ask, has the approval for the dwelling come through?
No, we've got, this is the outline.
We have an outline.
Access. is outline.
Outline application seeking approval for access with matters of appearance, layout, scale and landscaping reserved. So as far as I'm aware, we haven't got the, it's an outline application, so we haven't had the design and we haven't had the construction.
No, I mean, they've done a concept, yeah, on the top there, but it is an outline
application. It's an outline application, so we haven't had the actual planning application for the building that's going on the...
But it's been passed for outline planning, is that correct?
It's come before this committee.
The previous application was withdrawn. I've made a note here.
We passed the outline planning, is that correct?
I don't know what our comment was on the previous application that was submitted was withdrawn. It was never determined.
Right. Councillor
Watson.
Yeah, I just want to make it clear that the avenue's design statement states that no more than 25% of the site should be covered with half landscaping or buildings, and this clearly is way over that.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't disagree with you, Councillor Wilson. We were just trying to clarify what we'd seen before, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, subsequently withdrawn March 2019. Well, it says there, whilst the application was acceptable in principle, the proposed illustration of the two-storey dwelling was considered inappropriate for the area. So that was the original application. And then it makes it clear that the application and proposals have been revised and now illustrated more moderate scale dwelling for consideration. This is obviously following the site meeting in 16th of May 2019. So they've obviously changed the design of the property or what the property was.
Previous property was quite tall. I did look at it. It was quite a substantial house. This seems, but in fairness, this is, you know, it is seeking approval for access and appearance of the property. It's final form approval. They're just looking for approval for access.
There is plenty
of
room for another development to go on there, like all other houses.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, as Ron is clearly stating, that at the moment it's outline application seeking approval for access with matters of appearance, layout, scale, and landscaping reserve. So we will get another application put forward, a full application, further on. Councillor Toy.
I just wonder whether it conforms with the avenue policy of no more than 25% of the plot area should be occupied by a dwelling. I don't know whether we can assess that at the moment, but I don't know whether that policy still holds. But when it comes to flats, God knows what's been built there, it doesn't seem to mean anything anymore.
No, but it does form part of the neighbourhood plan. The design sector is part of the neighbourhood plan. I think what Ron is explaining is that this actual application is not in respect of the actual dwelling, because we haven't got an application for the dwelling, we've just got an outline for the approval for the access and the matters of appearance, so we're not actually deciding on the dwelling at the moment. I think that's what Ron is directing.
It's the principle of course, having using that,
it's got to serve
that site for dwelling. Future.
Yeah, so what we're saying is, at the moment, this is an application to seeking for approval for the access and matters of appearance. We haven't actually got an application for the building at the moment, although this is an outline application. So really what they're looking at is a principle of whether they can build on that land and that they can have the access and the... Because the rest, the matters of appearance, layout, scale, is all not coming forward tonight. That's all for later. Councillor Rossell.
Right, OK. I mean, that's irrelevant, really. I mean, quite clearly from that plan, way over 25% of that site can be covered in hard landscaping and the building.
You don't know that yet.
Well, you can see it from the plan. It's quite clear. I mean, that's quite a small building, and it's still that plus the driveway is way over 25% of that site.
So,
I'm
saying
further
on, I mean, the difficulty is tonight we're only actually approving the outline application for the approval of access, and we're not approving the building tonight. So you can have, just from past months, you can have, you know, an application that we've had before, a good one is Seafield Avenue actually, where the actual property took up the whole of the land, which we opposed, but we had to agree the outline that we agreed the access and the appearance, but then the planning application came forward. We then said we objected to the building, and it was reduced by a fair amount by the time it actually was approved. Because Councillor Duncan and I both put in strong objections to the actual building. I mean, I think you can say that, you know, in principle, you're happy that there's a dwelling on there and that the outline application, but we're not actually, an outline application isn't the full application. So it's really only asking whether it's okay to put something on that land and you're happy with the access. And, you know, when the full application, and it was a full application, came with a four-storey building, three times the size, it could be nothing to what you're on there at the moment.
Yeah.
That's the problem, because it's not actually...
Then you
might well turn it down, quite rightly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me take
care of
Kate,
because he was there. Yeah. Thank you, Chairman. The current building that is on that site, just at the front there of the red line,
mm-hmm.
is a divided building. Part of it is a holiday let, and part of it is the house belonging to the applicants. That drive is already in existence to the back of the property,
isn't that great?
So you can actually reverse the lorry into the drive, and you could actually reverse the lorry to the back garden with no problem whatsoever. So the access is there. And when you look at the fact that further up the road, at 26, we approved an application to build a bungalow in the rear garden, and next door to that, there's a house being knocked down with 10 flats going to be built on it. So, you know, I think there's a precedent already been set here for applicants to build properties in their gardens.
Yeah.
Well, if the access is there, I approve it.
Yeah. Well, I think we've had a discussion on this. I understand Councillor Ross's points, because that is quite true when it comes to the actual full application. But we've got a proposal from Councillor Humphreys of approval. Is there a seconder to Councillor Humphreys' proposal? Councillor Cahill. I'll take a vote and we'll just see it goes. So it's proposed and seconded for approval, and this is of the outline application seeking approval for the access with matters of appearance, layout, scale and landscaping being reserved. All those in favour? Those against? Those abstaining? So that's approved. Next application is 20, of the 01784, 85 Douglas Avenue, construction of gate. No comments from statutory consultees, no representations. Again, it would be a case of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EV2, that we're mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Rosson?
It's replacing a hinge gate with a sliding gate, but I can't see any indication of the appearance of this gate on the documents that have been provided, so I can't see how I can make a decision on this.
Just one moment, we'll just check the papers.
I don't think it suits the area at all. In fact, the house concept to a slightly made, I don't think it suits the area.
So you're proposing refusal. Thank you. Councillor Humphreys.
Now, Madam Chair, you go up Douglas Avenue, there are many different varieties of gates. You've got the wrought iron gates, you've got wooden gates, notch back gates, and picket fence gates. And to my I think this can go ahead.
So we've got a proposal from Councillor Rosser for a refusal. Is there a seconder for a refusal? Okay, there's a proposal for approval. Is there a seconder for approval, please? Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? All those against? So that's approved. Thank you. Next application is 20 of the 01524 58A Sultleton Road. Construction of first floor front extension and subdivision dwelling to two semi-detached dwellings. Provision of cladding, erection of two garages and garden store. Creation of a new vehicular access and parking. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Humphreys.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with this application, Manager.
Thank you. Councillor
Russell. I don't have a problem with the building. I can't see any indication on the documentation of the proposed new access. So again, I can't make a decision.
Let's just check the plan for us. It should be on there. If there's a new access, it should be clearly marked. And seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Abstentions? Thank you. That's approved. Next application is 20B024(1) variance, 1 Salisdown Road. Variation condition 2 of Planning Commission 19, the 0534 variance, erection of 10 apartments, parking and amenity space to allow the installation of an AOV smoke vent. This is a retrospective application. There are no comments from statutory consultees, but there is an objection from the Alston House Management Company, but the letter hasn't yet been scanned on to the application. So all I know is that it's an objection. Councillor Rosser?
The objection is, from what I could see, this chimney is fairly, not very conspicuous. I personally have an objection, but I'd like to know to hear what the objection is.
Councillor Hunt, please.
I have no objection to this, but what annoys me, as I've stated, they've already done it.
Yeah, I agree. I think in that case, we can, obviously it's proposed for approval, but I think perhaps when the letter's been scanned on, can I ask that it's sent to the representatives from the Little Ward and for you just to confirm that you're happy that we go ahead? Because we got to the 28th to send it in. So if I could ask that, it's...
Would you like me to defer, not comment on
stage? Not comment on this stage. And then once that's scanned on, if I can ask Lons to then circulate to the Little Ward members for you to confirm that you're happy that you can approve, or if there's anything that comes to light that you're concerned about. Councillor Toy.
We are a transition town and we're trying to save the planet, so we should deprecate any use of burning of fossil fuels. We should not have a chimney.
It's not a chimney.
I don't think it is a chimney.
It's an automatic opening vent.
Yeah. It's an automatic opening vent.
It's called a smoke vent.
Yes, it's a smoke vent, but it's to
just in case of fire.
It's a fire.
So if everybody's happy, we will defer the actual commenting to East Devon District Council until such time as we've had confirmation of the objection, subject to confirmation of Little and Ward members. Are you in agreement with that?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 Fairfield Close, we've already dealt with. Now move to Town Ward. Application 20B0151 variance to 3 Magnolia Walk. Variation of condition 2 of the approved plans of Planning Commission 18, the 23944, conversion of second floor to provide 3 two-bedroom apartments to replace existing windows with UPV sash windows. Comments then from the statutory consultees and no representations. Again, it's a case of being mindful of the surrounding area under EB2 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan. I don't know whether this is in a, it won't be in a conspiration area, will it?
Should have a big C with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what's concerning me, whether it is in the conservation area. No,
those properties there are, as I remember, are 1950s, they're post-war properties.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're a very nice design. I love the design of those. But I can't see a real issue. I mean, looking at the photos of the from the firm that does these windows, it doesn't look to me as if it's going to hurt the design or whatever, but clearly if it is in the conservation area, then we're going to need to make it conditional on the conservation officer's comments. That's all I'd say. Otherwise, recommended for approval.
I'm happy to second on that basis. It's approved subject to the confirmation if it's in the conservation area, and if it is, that we get a conservation officer's report. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 192698 in full, 105 Victoria Road. Construction of one bedroom residential dwelling with dormer windows to front and rear to replace existing garage. We do have comments from the environment agency, and we do have a representation, which I will ask Jerome to summarise for you.
The environment agency objects in the absence of a flood risk assessment. One representation objects on the grounds that the proposal has the potential to negatively change and overdevelop the area by setting a precedent for others to convert garages on an already congested access road into two-storey dwellings, incorporating dwelling places. The host dwelling is also being converted from two to three flats with no parking. The first floor windows will overlook neighbouring gardens, and the increased roof height will reduce light levels in the gardens next door. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Duncan.
Yeah, I'm not at all happy about this, because I do agree with that representation that it could create a precedent, and I also think it involves overdevelopment anyway in the rear garden in that way. I've also, along with Spitty Councillor Joe Woodley isn't here, but all of us town councillors in Town Hall have received a representation from Councillor Eileen Ragg, and she says, I didn't fully understand the representation really, but it is related to a similar thing going on with the garage in 97.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it, and I'm not sure whether, if that is the case, whether we should perhaps, on that ground, tell the enforcement officer and ask them to come around and have a look at that. But no, number 105, I can't approve it on its current, the way it's currently done. So, proposed objection.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody else wish to comment? So, proposed and seconded to refuse on the basis of overdevelopment that would overlook neighbouring gardens and obviously be out of keeping with the surrounding area. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. And last application 20 of the 0256 full, 6, 6A and 6B Marston Garages, Camperdown Terrace, raising existing garage roofs. We have received one representation, which I will ask Ron to summarise for you.
They object and question the need to raise the roof and concerned about damage and water ingress to their garage during and after the build. They're also concerned about access as entry would be needed via their property. They're also concerned that the garages become storage facilities or business workshops instead of being used as garages, I think. Thank you.
Hasn't got any other reasons on the application other than those reasons. Doesn't give any ideas.
It's very sketchy.
Councillor Duncan.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the objection from the neighbour or whatever, I think several things there which are not really planning matters, and they're also matters which they can't really speculate on for the future. However, I don't think the idea of raising the roofs is a particularly good one, and left to myself I would propose a refusal, but not completely sure the planning grounds on which that would be done, so I'm open to correction.
I was going to say, unless it's unanimous, it's against the others and the surrounding area, it's going to do any particular harm to the surrounding area. I don't know if you've got any reasons to object.
No.
Unfortunately. I think it's probably... I don't feel we have. I mean, because if the height is actually going to cause any interference in the dormy properties, then I don't think we've got...
No, no.
So...
Okay, I'll propose acceptance then on that basis, reluctantly.
Yeah, I'll second, probably by the approval, don't I? Okay, yes. Propose and second for approval. All those in favour? Against, no, thank you. Item for consideration, this was raised at the last meeting and I asked if anybody was interested would go and look at the accompanying documents. This is in respect of the East End Affordable Housing Consultation. Did anybody have any comments they wanted us to consider this evening, or are they making their own? Councillor Toy?
I'm referring to policy 3.10, which says that when there's a query about the number of affordable houses to be provided, which is supposed to be 10%, if it's over 10, the decision to be made by a qualified professional person. We need to establish what sort of professional person should be, what sort of qualifications is to have. And in my opinion, when it comes to this, developers are well known at trying to get away with what they, as minimum they can, and they'll use all sorts of arguments, legal and geographical and God knows what. So I would think it would mean more like about three different people to assess that particular situation. There may be a query about the geophysical ground of the building on it, might be a query about sort of legal covenants. So you possibly need different experts to make a final judgment on that one. That's what I would suggest anyway.
Well, presumably the professional person would need to get the advice from whoever, but I mean, it's a good point actually to put forward to say that we would want to know who the professional qualified person, because I don't know whether they're independent, because when I read it I couldn't see that it said independent anyway. No, I didn't know whether it was going to be an East Devon official or...
Yeah, well, they're asking about Pimbers,
that's what I'm saying, I agree with you.
More council houses.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, because it didn't say anything about independent advice, so I'm happy with that. Any other comments at all? No. Okay. Premises and club premises licence application, Devon Cliffs Holiday Park. This is to amend the layout plans to extend the licensed area to include the terrace currently used for consumption of alcohol only. The terrace will have a fixed bar servery. Has anybody got any comments they wish to make?
No.
Notification of street trading application received. The applicant, Thomas Merriman, all come point, Saturday, the 15th of May. The applications for three trading stalls, including one bar, as part of the Commando Beach Assault event. The applicant is noted the following on their application. Spectators have been advised to lift shares for the event, whilst locals have been advised to walk. Minimal plastic being used at the event, and having been assured that any plastic that's being used will be recycled. There will be no impact on the waterways, and there will be a generator supply. On completion of the event, ensure the traders have not damaged the walkways and that the whole site is cleared of damage, danger and pollution. And the event had a street trading consent last year and ran with no concerns. And there was a map included of the trading site. So, you lit the way. So, Councillor Cagle.
Thank you, Chairman. Just to comment on that. When this happened last year, there was a terrific amount of vehicles actually parked on the pavements down at that bin. Is there any way we can sort of say that motor vehicles, do you want to park them?
Certainly put that forward.
Because I think it just encourages more and more people to park on the pavement down there. And it is also within the dog walking area.
Yeah, I'm happy to put that forward. Any other comments at all? Councillor
Humphreys? Yeah, I agree with Councillor Fred Cagle, but I think this year go ahead. Last year was a success.
Items for information, tree preservation order, lands and near Shearwater and Duncan Cottage in Xanadu, Mayor Lane, TPO. TPO land at Knoll, 36 Douglas Avenue. And again, a tree preservation order at 59 Byron Way. Appeal decision, South Lodge, I should be South, sorry.
Yes.
South Lodge, St John's Road, erection of a two-bedroom bungalow. The appeal was dismissed. Appeal for, which won't be so, I don't think I'll make people very happy this one. Appeal for 12 to 14 Morton Road, which was the change of use from the nursing home to the 19-bed house of multiple occupation, which is a disappointment, I think, to this council, because we very much disagreed with the application and how, in fact, the house is going to be converted, but the appeal has been allowed. But the application for full award of costs against the East Devon District Council was refused. Interesting. A notice of intention to install electronic communications apparatus. The location is 21B Cranford Avenue. Copy letter was attached with details of proposed telegraph pole at the above location to facilitate provision of fixed line broadband. The proposal is permitted development, but this is just really given for information only.
Is it who are we, I
wonder? And then there's just the planning decisions which were similar to ours, with the exception of Plat 1's Clyde Lodge 3 Cypress Road, where we objected, but it's been approved. There being no items on the agenda, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.